Dennis Michelson back out here at the Farm Progress Show, Decatur, Illinois, 2025 edition. And when I see a cool logo, that catches my attention. But when I see a company that is solving a problem that everyone in the ag industry has right now, that means I got to stop and do an interview visiting with Todd Miller, the president of Head Honchos. Love the name. Thanks for visiting with me today.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by and love to visit with you. I love to talk to people about how to solve solutions, and labor is a big, big problem for everybody right now.
I love your sign here because it says hoping for rain but praying for labor. It doesn't matter who I talk to in the ag industry, whether it's a large company or whether it's just a local producer, they all need labor, but they can't find it. That H2A program is fabulous, but trying to navigate it can be a nightmare.
It is. It's tough. We've been doing it for 25 years, and I will tell you, it has changed some, but what has not changed is it's still very difficult. It's like, I can do my own income taxes, but I don't, and there's a reason for that. I want to rely on an expert and rely on someone that does it every day, that knows the ins and the outs, knows the potholes in the road, knows the compliance issues, and that's the big thing is compliance. So you really got to be on your game on the compliance and the timelines and everything else that goes with it.
Todd, talk a little bit about your background and how this idea came along.
So I went to school and trained to be a golf course superintendent. So I studied in agronomy and horticulture. And I was at a golf course in San Antonio, Texas. And while I had a lot of Hispanics on the crew, these were all third generation guys. They did not have the same work ethic that your granddad and my granddad had back on the farm. And you know what I mean. So these guys helped me understand that we need to dig a little bit deeper and go find these guys that had the real good old style work ethic that we didn't have anymore. And so I trained myself how to do the program and became very popular to friends after that wanted the same type of workers that I was bringing in. These guys with a lot of horsepower that did not know the word stop, that wanted to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week and were willing to do whatever it took to take care of their family and to make money and to reinvest in themselves. And so years ago, we learned how to do that program. We perfected it since, and now it's like a layup shot for us when someone comes to us so we can help them out.
This H-2A visa situation is a really great idea because it gives opportunities to folks that are just wanting to come here to work hard. But like every government program, it's not that easy. You guys have made it easy.
Yes, sir. We actually say, move over, let us take the wheel, okay? And we mean that. We handle everything from soup to nuts, every last detail. That's the real value in using somebody like us is we know the rules. We know the issues ahead. We handle those before we ever get to. So we make it easy and simple. We're extremely accessible. When you deal with me, I give you my cell phone, the same number my wife and kids call me on. I'm accessible. My whole staff is accessible. That's where we hang our hat on.
We don't solve this H-2A problem and expand the program a little bit, we are going to have a lot of problems when it comes to our food supply here in a very short time.
I agree. Something's got to give. And we're hoping that the new administration, while it appears to be very stringent on immigration, we're hoping that there's some good that will come from it and maybe even enlarge and increase a program like this or make this program better, easier, for farmers to get access to these workers, maybe less rules, maybe freeze wages. The farmer needs an advantage. We need a win. The farmer needs a win. And this could be a big win. It already is a big win, a way to have an endless source of labor. But to protect America's food table, we really need to get this dialed in and if we can, make it simpler for the farmer.
This H2A program has been used widely by a lot of large companies in the processing business, but there's really benefits even for the larger local operation as well.
That's right. Large growers, and I tell people, we do a lot of large growers, but we also do a lot of onesies and twosies. So if you're a farmer or a rancher that just needs one or two guys, this program is great for you. It doesn't have to be a 20 or 30 man crew to make it valuable. And there's a lot of value in just one or two guys that showed up to work every day hungry, on fire to work, excited to learn and to make money and to grow a relationship.
Todd, before I let you go, let folks know where they can find out more information online.
All right, so you can go to www.headhonchosllc.com. That's HEADHONCHOSLLC.com, or you can call me direct at 210-695-1648.
Todd, thank you so much for visiting with me today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by.